This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For another edition of Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Dr. Ken practices in his own clinic called Lake Cardiology. Strangely enough, it's by a lake in Mount Dura, Florida. And so that's where the Lake Cardiology comes from. Right there is a quaint, New England community. It kind of feels a little New England-y when you're there. And a great place to go get yourself checked out by Dr. Ken, one of the country's preeminent, is that the right word, cardiologist? Preeminent. What is pre? Pre means before. Why aren't you just an eminent cardiologist? Why would you be a preeminent cardiologist? Huh?
It's your words. I had no coaching, so I'll let you decide.
All right. Thank you very much. Okay. So let's get at it. COVID, and more COVID. We have three or four things to pursue here with regard to COVID research that's been done. If you're new to the program, this program airs around the country every week on a lot of great radio stations that carry the Good Day program and the American Family Farmer. The here and now of it is that Ken is someone that I came in contact with quite a long time. Was it 17, 18 years ago, right? How long ago was it that we first came into connection?
And it's been about 17 years.
Is it 17 years? Yeah. Yes. And as often happens when I meet somebody that I think is very good, very interesting, I figure a way to get them onto the radio. And so on we go with that. Many people still obviously talking about COVID and what the long-term effects are of COVID. So there's a study out. Ken reviews all of the things that are coming from the various associations, the medical groups, heart association, the journals that publish findings of studies. And so this one has to do with the loss of taste and smell. What about getting your taste and your smell back again? How's that working?
Well, let's start off with some good news, Doug. The good news is that it took as long as 2 years, but nearly 9 out of 10 people who reported a loss of smell or taste from mild cases of COVID-9, this was pre-Omicron, completely recovered. So there's really hope for just about everyone who lost their taste or smell from COVID-19.
All right. So I have somebody that works for me on my farm, and she actually was it's a husband and wife, male-female combination. They both had it, lasted about a week. I think I may have said something about it last week because they were just getting the experience, just starting with it. And she said the first thing that happened to her, she thought she just had a summer cold and she lost her smell and taste. And I said, nope, you have COVID. And then her husband came down with the same sort of thing, and he's never sick. He's a big horse, great for the farm, but he was out of it for 2-3 days when he couldn't really. He worked a little, but he didn't work much, and she was the same. So the smell thing, the taste thing, don't kid yourself. Don't try to convince yourself you don't have it, because if you can't smell and you can't taste, you got it. Am I right, Ken?
Well, you are especially right. You are right. The key, though, is with the newest variants of Omicron, it's a lot less common than it was loss of taste and smell with the original variant or with Delta. So it's just a less common finding in the newest variant.
Okay. All right, children might help shield their parents and other adults. How so? From COVID?
Well, remember how you also mentioned last week about how coronaviruses have been around for a long time, and that is correct. They're similar to the cold viruses. It's just that the COVID-19 subvariant or variant has not been around very long. It was first identified in early 2020, maybe as early as late 2019. But the coronavirus, the family that all of these members belong to, is similar to the cold virus. And this is interesting. We find in large studies, parents who have young kids seem to get less of the severe type of COVID-19, the one that kills you, the one that gets you in the hospital. And the theory is that the kids, any of us who have young children, No, they bring home the colds rapidly and frequently. And the idea is that the kids have hit the parents and the parents develop some immunity. And that's why if you have small kids in your family, you're less likely, not zero likely, but less likely to get severe COVID-19.
Wow. Isn't that interesting? Yeah. That's a very interesting. Yeah. I think that's very enlightening, actually. All right. Next up in the COVID department, 1 in 8 strains of COVID in patients that get some of the original stuff will get it again, or they just keep it. That's one of the things. Is it like pox, like smallpox, or Epstein-Barr? Once you get it in your system, it never goes away?
Well, the last report was from the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Now we go to Lancet. Lancet Journal this week reported that 1 in 8 from the original strain of COVID patients developed long COVID, and that means the symptoms just don't go away after about 3 months. Again, this does not yet look at the frequency of long COVID in Delta and Omicron, because this is still being studied, which are different types of illnesses, even though they're similar, but subvariants and variants of the same virus. It gets very complicated. And whether this long COVID is because of the virus still there or the virus changing the immune system, a lot of that is still being studied.
All right. All right. Coming up next, a conversation about COVID and how you can rebound even if you haven't taken Paxlovid. Ken will explain again the significance of Paxlovid. But it's interesting what I saw in an article about Paxlovid and people who are taking it, people who've got COVID, how do you get out of it, et cetera, et cetera. Yep, we're still in the COVID mode, not for the whole program, but a few more things to report on here so you'll have food for thought. And there's stuff about food, too, as usual, here on Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder about how to keep yourself in optimum health. 35% of the country is officially obese. That's a horrible number. And whether you think if I admonish you, you should be ashamed of yourself, what's the lesson you're presenting for your children, all that sort of thing, well, there are people who make up their mind they're going to live their life the way they want to. They're going to eat what they want. And so by making that decision, you'll die in your 70s. Because as Ken says, he doesn't know anybody who's in their 80s that's fat. And you know, 90s. There's nobody around. 90s, okay. Get to the 90s.
Males.
Yeah. Well, but you get the gist. The point here is that we've got so many people that are so overweight. And, yeah, a lot of people are reacting. It's not about body shaming. It's just about what do you see yourself when you look in the mirror. And if you don't like what you see, then go to toploss.com and check out what the opportunities are, what the availability is, what sort of product. Mostly their big product is Calitrin, although they do have other things in their wheelhouse that you can read about when you go to Toploss. But basically, if you're on to Calitrin, you're doing great things for your body, mostly helping to keep the weight off that you've worked hard to lose. So for all of the info, including product make, model, and serial number, yeah, pretty simple. It's aloe vera, collagen protein, digestive enzymes. Those are the main ingredients of this product made here in our country. And by the way, when you sign up for it, when you want some, you buy it. When you don't need it, then you don't order it anymore. That's it. Pretty simple. Bottom line is toploss.com is the website. Use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, when you check out. You get 90 days free. That's part of the Dog Days of Summer sale and free shipping as well. That's not the reason to do this. The reason to do all of this stuff with Calitrin is that you'll be successful with your weight loss because of the formula, which is stimulant-free and drug-free. All there for the taking. Check it out at toploss.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. The fact that you can rebound if you haven't had Paxlovid is an interesting reality, but maybe we should, let's talk about both. We've got a couple of minutes here. The results of the Paxlovid, those people who treated look pretty significant, but there also are people who are okay without it. How is that your own immune system? Where would Paxlovid be more successful than not? What do you think, Ken?
Well, Paxlovid works by inhibiting viral replication. So it has to be used early as the virus is dividing. If it already has divided and gotten throughout your body, it's too late to use Paxlovid. And that's why you get about 10% rebound, because you inhibit viral replication, but you didn't get enough of it, and it starts replicating again when you stop taking it. And that's why there's a bunch of people who advocate it should be not only used for 5 days, but in certain people, 7, maybe 8 days. And that's being reviewed by the FDA as we speak. But you don't need this big gun, which may, although in rare cases, have some adverse effects. The big concern is that it interacts with a lot of medications. The president, when he was on it, he had to come off his Eliquis that he's on, this blood thinner for atrial fibrillation, put him at risk for stroke, and he had to come off his statin, the rosuvastatin, because Paxlovid interacts with tons of medications. And you don't want to use it unless you're at high risk of having severe disease. That means being hospitalized or dying. And that's when it's used. And that's why it was given to President Biden, because of his age and his risk and his history of heart disease. He was at significant risk, and it was an appropriate call.
So there, according to what I'm looking at here, 12% of people who've had COVID that had Paxlovid had a viral rebound anyway. I'd say that was a pretty good stat, right? So that would, you could turn it around, 88% of the people who took Paxlovid didn't have a viral rebound. That is, they pretty much shook it, right? Is that the interpretation I should have?
Well, it was effectively treated. That is correct. And and the question is whether that viral rebound could be diminished by a longer course is now being studied by the FDA, and it wouldn't surprise me if the course is lengthened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, anyway, you're better off. But in Paxlovid, as Ken said, dangerous if you're on lots of other drugs.
No,
so that's
I didn't say it's dangerous. It's just not intended for everyone. It depends on your risk of getting severe COVID.
That's the COVID situation. As we continue, we're going to talk about weightlifting and strength training. Lots to come here as we continue discussing your health and well-being from the mind and the research. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, cardiologist from Lake Cardiology.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back with Dr. Ken. I'm Dr. Doug, practicing without a license. Ken's got one, and that makes it all legit. You can find Ken for an appointment, by the way. Dial in the office, 352-735-1400. Lots of folks that listen on local stations in Florida love making a beeline for Ken's office because they know from listening to him here, and perhaps they've talked to folks. You know, the great thing about good doctors is there are referrals galore because people are happy to tell you, I love my doctor. So there you go. Dr. Ken at 352-735-1400. All right, what's this story about weightlifting? Is this new? It's kind of would have thought that if you're not on drugs, like if you're not, if you're a weight lifter, weight user, weight trainer, and you're on steroids or some other things, it's not likely to have as good an impact on you as if you're just using this for strength training and not trying to beef yourself up too much. Is that a way of looking at this?
Wait a second, Doug. The report this week from the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism about weightlifting is specifically for vegans. And this report, while plant-based diet may be associated with lower bone mineral density, and that's a concern when you're on a plant-based diet, an increased risk of fracture, there may be a way to counteract that. And the way to counteract it may be by pumping iron. In this study, vegans who lifted weights or did strength training, they had stronger bones than vegans who only do other forms of exercise aerobics, such as biking or swimming. So if you are on a vegan diet and you have never done strength training, you may want to put in the budget a trainer or find a friend who knows how to do it properly. It's good not to do it on your own if you've never been instructed, and start light and make sure the doctor in general has said it's okay for you to exercise.
There are all kinds of categories of weight lifters, men and women, and you find that there are different groups, and they pay attention to bodies differently. The ones that are all natural, that don't use any drugs, sort of in a different set, if you will, than those who do. So if you're a vegan, though, a lot of people say that you're not eating enough protein, therefore how can you gain muscle? And so this kind of looks at that, as I understand it. It still is good for you. No matter what.
Well,
this is good for you.
Doug, we're not talking about getting on the cover of Bodybuilder and really bulking up. We're talking about toning up. You do a lot of repetitions of lightweight, and that's what's so good for the heart, for toning, for muscle strength, bone strength. That's the kind of weightlifting I'm talking about.
Right. That's what you do, right?
Correct.
You're in the gym, what, 3 or 4 times a week? And so you've been, your body has shown.
Train, don't strain. Train, don't strain.
But then there are those who say, no pain, no gain. So what do you say to them?
I most humbly don't agree. And especially for us non-youngsters, you know, it's train, don't strain.
Yeah, right. Train, don't strain, not, no, yeah. Well, yeah, have you seen, let's see, people that are our age going to the gym with regular, do you see many people your age at the gym you go to, or are you pretty much it?
All ages. In Florida, there's all ages at the gym, and that's what's so nice, that you get a lot of different people in the gym, and it's a place to be.
Yep. All right. It's also what do they call it now? The new dating bar. There are a lot of people that go to the gym and work out, and they find themselves being attracted to people who are doing the same sort of thing. You hear a lot of that around.
Well, between apps or the gym, are you not going out these days, it seems like?
Right. It's that or nothing, right? 28 past the hour. This is Good Day Health.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A man armed with a rifle and wearing body armor attacked the FBI Cincinnati field office before fleeing the scene and being killed in a gun battle with police Thursday. The Associated Press ID'd the man as 42-year-old Ricky Schiffer. No other details were available. United States Attorney General Merrick Garland from the Department of Defense on Thursday attempted to squash the tidal wave of criticism that the Department of Justice has become a weaponized branch of government, intent on eliminating political opponents.
The search warrant was authorized by a federal court upon the required finding of probable cause.
former Attorney General for the state of Florida, Pam Bondi, on Fox News Thursday night.
Well, what's suspect about that? We've now learned that warrant was signed on Friday, but not executed until Monday. So why get the warrant? That doesn't even make sense.
USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
After years of deceit with no accountability, the FBI was in damage control Thursday. The personal attacks on President Trump for years under a false flag of Russia collusion concocted by the Hillary Clinton presidential campaign is a prime example of a weaponized Department of Justice. The Attorney General of the United States, Merrick Garland, from the Department of Defense.
Since I became Attorney General, I have made clear that the Department of Justice will speak through its court filings and its work. Just now, the Justice Department has filed a motion in the Southern District of Florida to unseal a search warrant and property receipt relating to a court-approved search that the FBI conducted earlier this week.
Pam Bondi on Fox News is the former Attorney General for the state of Florida.
They had agents in the water, agents in the air. You may have only seen 30 to 40 there on the ground, but there were hundreds of agents that had to have been weaponized to pull the assault off at Mar-a-Lago that day and that night. Merrick Garland, that's where tax dollars are going to that. Did you see the massive trucks out there lined around? You know why they did that? It was the optics. They thought Donald Trump would look like a common criminal, but it backfired on them. And the American people have seen what they've done, and they are disgusted by this. And he's got a lot more explaining to do.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Back with Dr. Ken Cronow, second half hour of Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. And the evidence that has presented itself this weekend has gone to the research, and the evidence suggests that depression, say it again, Doug. There it is. Depression is caused by what, in part?
Well, this may be a revolutionary, changing study that is going to have wide impact on the whole field of psychiatry. And I'm not being dramatic. This is a study that was published recently in Molecular Psychiatry by a bunch of medical investigators, medical scientists, clinical investigators at the University College in London, which is an outstanding medical research, clinical research center. And here's the gist of it. It's hard to really thin this down, but after decades of research, Doug, there remains no clear evidence that serotonin levels or serotonin activity are responsible for depression. It suggests that depression is not likely caused by a chemical imbalance and calls into question what antidepressant medications do. This is because most antidepressants are selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, which were originally said to function by correcting abnormally low serotonin levels.
So there are a lot of people who take serotonin as a supplement. So is this the suggestion here that you aren't gaining? Is there anything from this that would suggest that you could be hurt by adding serotonin in a supplement?
Well, I'm not telling anyone to come off their medications or to change any of the pharmacology that they're having. This is a study that you need to talk to your psychiatrist and psychologist about. The study did not review the efficacy of antidepressants. The authors in this study, Doug, encouraged further research and advice into treatments that might focus instead on managing stressful or traumatic events in people's lives, such as with psychotherapy alongside other practices such as exercise or mindfulness, or addressing underlying contributors such as poverty, stress, and loneliness. Here's an important quote in this article. I think it summarizes most of the article, and here it is. Adverse life events appear to play a large role in depression, suggesting low mood is a response to people's lives and cannot be boiled down to a simple chemical equation.
All right. So let's take this a step further with some other research that's been done on whether, you know, if you live alone, you don't have friends, you're lonely. Not only is this a part of your mental well-being, but there's a connection. I'm very much a fan, if you will, of the spirit-mind-body connection. So your mind that feels like it's missing something may, because you are lonely, create a situation where you'll be more at risk for heart attacks. Yeah? Is that you? Do you see that? Do you feel like you're a psychiatrist sometimes when you're talking to some of your heart attack patients, or, you know, people that come to you because obviously they have a problem with circulation of their heart? Could it be their head?
Absolutely. I don't know any really good cardiologists who aren't part-time psychiatrists, because the heart is not going to be optimally healthy unless the mental state is. In fact, in Arizona, at the University of Arizona, there's a group of psychiatrists and cardiologists that started a section called cardiopsychiatry, which is how
really
important this is. Yes. And out of the Journal of the American Heart Association is what you're referencing, Doug. They made a statement from the American Heart Association that social isolation and loneliness put people at a 30% higher risk of heart attack, stroke, or death from either. And so it appears that nearly one-fourth of American adults age 65 and older, Doug, are socially isolated, and as many as 47% may be lonely. The risk only rises with age due to retirement and widowhood.
Wow. Some for as we age, something to think about for sure. All right, let's see here. Wait a minute. We got to do something about monkeypox, as much as I think that this is one of the most outrageous. This is a national outrage, the fact that New York and California declared monkeypox a health emergency. The government here is declaring the same thing. I just find this outrageous. It is very upsetting to me that we are suckered into yet another scare tactic. Oh, look out! We're all going to get monkeypox and die. So you want to go through every week, it's worth repeating, who gets it, who should worry, and who shouldn't. Ken?
Well, let's put it into a little perspective, because this week it got even larger, the warning, because the U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra actually has declared monkeypox a national health emergency.
Oh, my God.
The numbers, there have been about 6,700 confirmed cases of monkeypox in America, and it seems like most of it is in gay and bisexual men. It doesn't seem at this point, from what we know, to be sexually transmitted, but it occurs by touch, by close physical contact, that's prolonged physical contact. It's not in the air. And it's not only been bisexual or homosexual men, because there have been a few cases in children or in women. And I'll tell you, right now, I think for most, unless you're in those subgroups of individuals, it's not much of a risk to you. But the concern is, remember HIV. Doug, you grew up in the HIV era, and originally HIV was just this small, isolated virus that only affected homosexual and bisexual men. Sounds very similar. But this virus, the thing is that men don't only have sex with men, and that HIV then went more and more into the general population. And I think
there were needles, though. To be fair, Ken, the needles were a big problem.
Right. Well, wait a second. But this doesn't take a needle. This seems to take prolonged contact.
No, that's a bit of the HIV thing was more spread by needles, from what I remember, than it was.
It was more spread by also people having sex with just not homosexuals, and that's where this potentially could get out into the general public, because men don't only have sex with men, and that's the concern. And it's a very painful illness. You talk to some of the guys who've had this, and it's severely painful, and hopefully this will provide some of the treatment and vaccines well distributed. But for most who are not in this subgroup, I think the risk is relatively low, but the big concern that I have is that it spreads like HIV did to the rest of the public.
Are the people who have HIV, I guess the follow-up question here is, if you have had HIV, are you, because that's an immune system problem, are you more likely to get monkeypox?
Well, I don't think that has yet been studied enough to make that association. This monkeypox virus in America is a new variant of monkeypox. And, you know, these are things that, stay tuned, will be studied. And HIV is a virus, and it was spread. And that's the concern here, because if they don't jump on it and it does break out as HIV did, because remember HIV in the early 80s was just in a few subgroups in a few cities. It reminds me so much the early days of HIV as the early days of monkeypox.
Mm-hmm. All right. One final question about this, and that's TPOX. About TPOX, that's a monkeypox treatment drug. Not very easily obtainable, apparently, but it seems to do the trick if you can get a hold of it, right?
Right. The good thing about monkeypox is that in most people it's not fatal. It's just incredibly painful. Yeah. And that, the TPOX is one of the treatments. And the hope, even though, you know, it's a nuisance to you, they're making these national health emergencies. This is what's going to get more effort to get these drugs made and distributed. And as I said, it's an enormously painful illness that it seems to not be, in most cases, lethal.
Next up, a focus on the Alzheimer's disease that you, the side of it you may not know about. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with Doug Steffen on Good Day Health.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I'm essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But, Doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, Doctor, isn't there anything you
can
do?
I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Time now for Dr. Ken Kronos of Lake Cardiology down in Montura, Florida, to help us with medical questions that sometimes you submit. Sometimes I find these questions online. Sometimes they are answers to some of the research that Ken does, all here appropriately at the behest of Dr. Ken Kronos, who is one of America's top cardiologists, but he's also just a great inspiration when it comes to your own medical issues. So if you want a good time, call 352-735-1400. Dr. Ken will give you a good time, whether in person or telemedicine. All right. So the business about diet and what happens to your body, there's pretty obvious reasons for you to eat a good diet. I don't think that's a question. I saw something this week which I felt was right up your alley, a report on bananas and how bananas are very good, especially for colon cancers, but also as a limiting point. The more bananas you eat, apparently, the healthier your body is when it comes to certain cancers. So is that true, do you think, about that? We hear about turmeric all the time and how good that is to ward off cancer. It just maybe points to more eating natural foods and don't do processed foods, period, right? Because most of the processed foods cause the cancers that we have.
We know that that bananas are a good, healthy source of potassium. In general, it's a good food. It's one of the starchy fruits. And whether it actually protects people from some of these elevated risks of inherited cancers, which I think is what you saw, which was published recently from England, you know, maybe, and I think more study is needed for there. And if you want to eat a banana a day and you have normal kidney function, that's fine.
So bananas aren't good for your kidneys? Maybe?
I'm not sure. Well, we know that bananas and higher potassium fruits and vegetables are good for preventing kidney stones, but there's a difference if you just have actually that your kidneys are not functioning well. You know, we all get a creatinine measured in our routine lab each year, and that measures the function. And if you have high creatinine, you want to stay away from high potassium foods because your kidneys are just not working. Having a stone in the circulation in your kidney is a little bit different than the actual kidneys themselves not working properly.
Mm-hmm. All right. Here's a story from a splash park down in Florida somewhere where 21 people have Shigella bacteria. Okay, so I guess the first question is Shigella bacteria something like Salmonella, Listeria, E. coli? Is this something new? I've never heard of Shigella bacteria before. And I wonder, because last week we were talking about Legionnaire's disease showing up someplace. So is that just, I mean, there's so much stuff around, Ken. How do you keep?
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
That's higher in the list of priorities of Dr. Jack Stockwell. He is here on Good Day Health. He is, what, I put two words together there, Jack. He's here. He's here. He's here and now. So, Ashton Kutcher, the actor, has told a story that this autoimmune disease, that is disorder that's called vasculitis, he had. He couldn't speak. I was just thinking I wasn't going to. Well, yeah, I think I should bring this up with you as I slurred my own words there for a moment. The idea that he might have something that is very rare, in your mind, this is an autoimmune disorder that perhaps could be the result of getting shots. Yes?
Well, that's one of the number one side effects that are being reported worldwide, is the irritation to the lining of the blood vessels. Vasculitis simply means that. Itis is an inflammation, and vascu referring to the vascular system. Primarily the arterial system. Doesn't seem to be so much a problem with the venous, the blood return.
Mm-hmm.
But the blood vessels that are carrying the oxygen to the cells, arteries, the arterioles, the capillaries, clotting, just massive clotting, and it's the inflammation to the lining of the blood vessel that is leading to the clotting problem, and especially what we're seeing with myocarditis and pericarditis in people 20, 30 years much younger getting those problems now over the last 2 years than they have for a long time. So it depends on who's going to take the risk. There's more and more doctors coming forward now saying, hey, listen, if we just look at our own research that's being published, these mRNA vaccines are leading to serious irritation and inflammation of the blood vessels. Now, someone's going to come along and say, no, it's autoimmune. Someone else is going to say, well, we need to look at this a little closer.
Speaking of looking at things closer, here's a way for you to get healthy the right way, losing weight, keeping it off. Dr. Jack brought to you in part by Calitrin. Calitrin is the weight loss formula that has no stimulants, no drugs. What it does have are three of the building blocks of life that help you put your body back into order after you've lost a lot of weight. Aloe vera. Jack loves collagen protein, digestive enzymes, all part of the mix here of this product. It's made in our country. It's been trusted as a way to fix the weight problem for 25 years. 86% success rate. That's what people report to the company. They don't have to, but they do because they're so satisfied. So take a shot at this yourself. If you're trying to lose weight and keep it off, go to toploss.com. That's the website for Calitrin. Toploss.com. Use Doug as the discount code. You get free shipping. 90 days of the product free. The dog days of summer sale continue, and it sure as heck is the dog days of summer. Check it all out. Lose the weight, keep it off the natural way with Calitrin at toploss.com. So, the idea that processed foods is hurting your brain, something that has come out this past week from the Alzheimer's Association, this is no news, though, is it? Really?
No. Anytime, every step that we take to make something last on the shelf, in the sense of shelf life, we have to remove something from it that will spoil. I mean, that's only common sense is what they're trying to do. And then in place of what can spoil, and the things that spoil the quickest in food, once it's been picked off of a vine or a tree or out of the ground or the branch or bush or whatever else, the most valuable aspect of that for our own nutrition is the first thing to go bad. Mm-hmm. Which is why, you know, we try to eat things in their season. And as far as processed foods are concerned, then those things are kind of removed or neutralized during the processing to put it in a box, a bag, or a can so that then it has months and months of shelf life. And the more our food choices come from that source, the more malnutritive our bodies are going to be.
So in this overview, they cite noodles, sugary drinks, frozen meals, even two cookies can affect your health.
Yeah.
All right, so let's fast forward into this blueberry thing that we have a couple of seconds to talk about. Blueberries, why not eat blueberries instead of whatever somebody's making as a blueberry pill?
Well, right? Either a blueberry pill or some kind of memory pill or some kind of Alzheimer preventive pill. The European Journal of Nutrition had a study recently published that older adults, even with mild to moderate dementia, who just drank the anthocyanin, that's the chemical that's so important, had improvements in memory and speech. The best thing to do is to eat these blueberries or any other bluish purple food as the right stuff for cognitive function.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, good day health.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.